Merry Christmas! I'm wishing you guys the best with lots of love from your host, Nabila. Cheers to the new year, and now let's get to the episode. Have you ever been in a dilemma, wondering if you should keep a relationship or you should just cut it off? You know it's affecting your mental health, but you've been like, oh, you've been in this relationship for so long. You've had this friend for such a long time. You and this person have been close for like years, maybe since you guys were in kindergarten. But you know, your relationship with that person isn't healthy. It's costing you a lot. But you just don't want to let go because of the time that you've taken with that person. And you feel that it would just be a waste. So you just keep trying and trying and trying. And even though your efforts are going to waste, you still want to stay there. Let's talk about this today. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Undiscussed with Nabila. I am your host, Nabila. This podcast is all about controversial topics, debunking topics, discussing undiscussed topics and issues, and elaborating on different situations and opinions that affect our society. It is also your one-stop for motivation, insight, and advice. And today, I am going to be talking about relationships. But before we get to that, depending on where you are listening or watching this from, do not forget to like, share, follow, and leave a 5-star review. Also, don't forget to follow the social media accounts of this podcast to stay updated. Plus, sometimes I may ask you guys which episode I should publish for the week. For Instagram, on the Facebook page, it's at Undiscussed with Nabila. On Twitter, it's at UWNABILA. That's UWNABILA. The links are in the description. If you guys have any topics you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at UWNabila or comment on any of the Instagram or Facebook pages posts. Also, if you guys want to get the pics of this podcast and all, you'll see the Pinterest board link in the description. So now, let's get to it. First, I'm going to define relationship. The way in which two or more people or things are connected, or the state of being connected. Which means that you guys need to get a connection in some way to have a relationship. It doesn't matter if it's dating, if it's marriage, if it's friendship, but you guys need to have a base of something. Okay, let's imagine this. Okay. There is this water bottle, yeah, water bottle. Okay, so for years it has been filled with water, lots of water, and it gives it the strength to run up and down, jump. Look, I don't know, just take this example as you see it, and it the water in the water bottle gives it lots of strength to jump up and down and maybe fly too. But then suddenly the water starts dragging it down. It starts turning to poison, okay? Look for a color you don't like and impute it there. It starts turning to poison, and the water is like, oh, but this has helped me a lot. I don't want to let it go. It's becoming toxic, okay? But the water bottle is like, no. So the water bottle instead tries its best to fix its connection, its relationship to the water. It doesn't want to let it go, even though it's toxic, even if it's bringing it down, even if it's making it depressed, anxious, so many things, even if the water bottle's mental state is going downhill, it doesn't want to. And so it keeps it in. It keeps the toxic water in, and then suddenly it can't take it anymore, and then it just, boom, it explodes. And then when it explodes, it's way worse, because you guys can't even be acquaintances anymore. It's like everything just shattering right into pieces, right in front of its eyes, but then it doesn't know what to do. Now, I'm not saying that you guys should just give up on the relationships you've spent years to build. I'm not saying that you should just let go of your friends, people you're close to, of your besties. I'm not saying that, yeah, you should try. But when you know that there is no connection, there is no relationship, then I feel it's safe to just let go for everyone's mental health, for the little bit of connection you guys have, to not just turn it into fiery flames, okay? And I know that the water bottle may actually be feeling that, oh, if I let go of all this water, then I will be empty inside. But then, you know what? It doesn't matter if you're 90, you'll still get friends. You'll still get someone else who you can get connected to, who you guys would understand each other. And this goes to the other side too. You may actually feel like you're draining someone, but that person just doesn't want to see it at all. Like, for example, now, there are people who think that they are friends with others, but actually those people are just taking advantage of them. But they do not want to open your eyes because they do not want to see the truth. The truth is right in front of them, but they do not want to accept it. You know, there was this picture that I saw some years ago. It's the caption was, "The pill that everyone wants to take but can't swallow." Then on the lips of the lady was a pill named Truth. And it really describes the world as a whole. People want the truth, but then they can't swallow it. You know, even if that friend should actually come up to them and be like, "Oh, we're not working out anymore. I don't think we can be friends. Or this relationship isn't working out anymore." Most people wouldn't want to let go, like dating and such, because they feel that, oh, they should try their best. I'm not saying you shouldn't try. I don't want anyone to take this out of context and be like, "Oh, Nabila said that we shouldn't try." I'm not saying you shouldn't try to fix your relationships. Try so that when the relationship breaks, you'll be like, "Oh, I tried my best." And who knows? Putting in more effort may actually let the relationship work out the way you two want it to be, or three, or if you guys are in like a friend group or something. Because it happens. Like how people feel that after high school, you should like try to remain friends. There should be this connection, this bond. I'm not saying that you guys need to be in the same school, but if you guys don't feel the bond to be friends or to be close or to keep in touch, because some people just keep in touch or just talk to people just because they feel that, oh, I already spent this amount of time with this person, so why won't I continue? But then they aren't happy with it. They aren't happy with forcing themselves. I mean, if you want to be in a relationship with someone, to be friends with someone or something like that, then you should be happy being there. You should be happy spending time with that person. If you're calling your friend, you should be calling them because you're happy doing so, not because you feel that, oh, I'm supposed to, but because you feel that, oh, I feel this connection to this person, like, oh, this person gets me. I can tell the person everything and feel okay. Yes, you guys do not have to be similar in everything, but there has to be this mutual understanding, okay? There has to be this ground that you guys would step on to understand each other. Now, when there isn't mutual understanding, then there's going to be a problem. It's like this. One is fire, one is water, but you're looking for a ground, okay? A base to stand on, because they feel that with this base, they can have this bridge that could unite them. Okay, like for example, so many people got friends who probably they've been friends for like 10 years, maybe since they were in kindergarten, since they were 5, 7, 10, I don't know. But the relationship is going downhill, but they don't want to. I feel as if I'm repeating myself, but oh well. But they don't want to. And then, as I said, it just becomes toxic. Now, take a look. If that water bottle hadn't waited to explode and had just let the toxic water out, I don't know if it should still be called water since it's toxic, but oh well, get the example. So if it had let it out and then it had been empty, it would have space for the people that truly matters, the people that add value emotionally in every single thing, the people that the water bottle wants to spend time with, the people that make the water bottle actually have enough energy to fly. But with the toxic water, there is no space for the right people. And then trying to squeeze them in won't help at all. Or they'll just feel left out. But then they do not want to see that these people just aren't for them anymore. They just don't fit with them. And that's a real problem. Okay. So, I do hope that we all take some time to analyze our relationships, see the ones that aren't working out. We can try. We should try. So we'll know that if we're ending them, we're ending them on a note that, oh, we tried, we'll have no regrets. And let's not forget to ask the other person what they actually think, what they feel, okay? Because sometimes something may actually be happening in that person's life, and we just may not know about it. The other person just didn't say anything. So please do not forget to spare the time and the effort to talk to your friend, your partner, or whoever, and ask them, hey, what's going on? Can we fix this relationship? Can we still remain as friends or whatever else, like, you guys are into, or like dating or something like that? Can we still remain this way? Or is it better for us to go our separate ways? Okay? And I know it may be hard, especially to people who've known someone like their entire lives. But you guys need to have the discussion. You need to be open. You can't just distance yourself. You need to ask the person and see, okay? So you guys will end on a good note. Don't just ghost them like that, okay? Okay? Okay, I should have actually said this first in the first note, but oh well. So, as I said, analyze your relationships. If you know your relationships are going downhill, talk to the person or the people. You guys should analyze this. Think of fixing it. If it doesn't work, then you can't be in a toxic environment or be talking to people who you aren't happy with anymore. Okay? Thank you guys so much for listening up to this point. It means a lot to me. And I am your host, Nebile. And this is Undiscovered Nebile. But before you guys leave, depending on where you are listening or watching this from, do not forget to like, share, follow. Please leave a 5-star review. And share. Don't forget to follow the social media account of this podcast. Just search it up on Discord with Nebile, or tap the links in the description. For Instagram and the Facebook page, it's at Undiscord with Nebile. On Twitter, it's at UWNABILA. That's UWNABILA. If you guys have any topics you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at UWNABILA or comment on any of the Instagram or Facebook pages posts. Also, if you guys want to get the pics of this podcast and all, you'll see the Pinterest board link in the description. And again, thank you guys. See you guys again next week Wednesday, or probably Wednesday, next week Wednesday, and bye-bye!